the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Haven't we decided this is our favorite good day?
You have decided this is your favorite. I like the one about you ain't wearing makeup, baby, I'm not.
Yeah, that's because you're a country queen.
Right.
Speaking of queens, the queen of cheap is stuck in a subway in Brooklyn someplace, so not likely we're going to find her. However, there are some good things.
She's collecting coins for her next Queen of Cheap adventure.
Oh, my God, she's a funny character. Roberta Fasanelli is in Brooklyn, seriously, stuck in a cell. I don't know, in a cellar, in a subway.
In a subway. Trying to collect her daughter.
Yes, right. And whatever else she can collect. She has posted, however, some items, the deals from the Queen of Cheap are there at DougSteffen.com, along with info from the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who's working his whole deal. For those of you who are new to the program, haven't heard of Phil Lempert before, he has made a career out of tracking what's going on. You know, there are 46,000 items, generally speaking. There are about 46,000 items on the shelves in any given supermarket. So he's taken it upon himself to figure all that stuff out. And so he's going to help you find the best way to deal with the products and produce and stuff, where to get it. Speaking of that, the FDA is on the warpath this week. And along with the FDA being on the warpath, the Farmers of America have gotten
of which you are one.
Onto the warpath. I am one of them. In addition to being a broadcaster, I'm a dairy farmer. Have a 300-cow Jersey dairy herd in suburban Boston. Sell raw milk and cheeses and ice cream, other dairy products at my dairy store on the farm. So you can imagine how many of us are upset at the Food and Drug Administration, who are trying yet again to put burdens on farmers who use healthy, sustainable practices, the FDA justifying all of this stuff with their usual fear-based BS rather than having real data. The Farm Bill is making its way through Congress finally. The House and Senate have both appointed conferees to try to work out the differences between the two chambers' versions of the Farm Bill this week. One of the issues under discussion is the FDA's Food Safety Modernization Act, which was passed a couple of years ago but not funded. So they want funding, and there are a coalition of about 40 farming and consumer organizations who have said, not so fast, booby. Congress needs to include a provision in the Farm Bill that would require the FDA to actually prove that what they have suggested needs to be done can be done and ought to be done. The Food Safety Modernization Act will put most farmers like me out of business, which, of course, is the desire of the lobbyists that work for the big agribusinesses and companies like our friends at Monsanto and
right,
Dow Chemical. And
because the local farmers, little farmers, aren't necessarily using those products.
Here's not only that, but here's the latest twist on this. In the Farm Bill and in the rulemaking, the process is so broken. It's just amazing from start to finish. The folks at Public Citizen, for example, have been all over the place this last week or 10 days looking at the current system, the amount of time it takes for rules to be enacted, how they're enacted, those sort of thing. So in the focus here is the FDA ruling, or what they want to do, with water and manure, not together. They have defined agricultural water and have tried to figure out how it contacts produce or makes contact with food. Examples of agricultural water include irrigation water that's directly applied to the harvestable portion of a crop, water used for preparing crop sprays, and water used for washing or cooling harvested produce.
And okay, I'm
now, not
wrong.
All of
so,
them.
Can I just clarify here?
Yeah, yeah.
That's reclaimed water is what we use to irrigate our crops, I know, in
yes.
Southern California. So
that is correct.
Could be water.
Why
that
did
you're
Jennifer's
not
voice
drink.
Get so low all of a sudden? It doesn't have to be potable water.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that people see, this is how stupid they are. I wish somebody that was listening to the FDA, or that worked for the FDA, that's listening now, was had enough gumption to call 888-302-3684 and actually try to discuss this with any intelligence. These people are equating non-potable water with the stuff that gets sprayed at these huge, huge California farms, some of the other ones in the Northwest and the Midwest that raise hundreds and thousands and millions of packages of spinach or lettuce or melons, whatever it is. And what they've done, this is how dumb they are. They're not watching what they're doing. So whether they know it or they don't know it, what has become a practice is the material that comes out of the wastewater treatment sanitation plants, which is basically human waste, has been used, and it's okay for fertilizer if you put it into the ground, not on the ground. You got to put it in so that the benefit of whatever manures you're using go into the ground, not on the surface or
the plant,
being
right?
sprayed on the plant, which is what always has caused the problem. So no, these guys don't want to do that. They want to eliminate the use of manure on farms.
That's crazy. Now, the big problems come, and again, city girl here, but the big problems come from when people get sick from, let's say, spinach. There is a big spinach issue.
There's a lot of E. coli that is
but
present.
But doesn't it come from people that are, like, you know, poo-pooing in the fields, like looking for an outhouse?
No.
Like,
no.
Just take a little tinkle?
No, tinkle doesn't do it. It's the solid matter.
It's So then it's people touching it at the processing facility.
Could be. But it's also the stuff gets sprayed on strawberries. Let's visualize this for a minute.
Okay.
Somebody's got that stuff in a spray gun, and they're spraying the leaves of the plants of the strawberry to supposedly fertilize them and make them bigger. And, hello, the stuff doesn't get washed off properly because they have these huge plants that are washing Driscoll's, for example. You know how many raspberries and blueberries and strawberries that they wash in the course of a day? Millions and millions. You know that Driscoll's is the largest producer of fruit in the country, or a distributor, not a producer, but they're a distributor. So when they're going, they're not capable because they're so big. It's like the government. They're not capable of managing it because it's too big. So here comes the FDA. They can't do anything about these big farmers, so they attack the small farmers. And they go all over the place, and their compliance dates, 6 years, 5 years, 4 years, or let's hurry up and do it. Now, farmers who use soil amendments like manure and compost to improve soil fertility, wait till you hear this, and soil quality, to enhance the beneficial microorganisms in the soil, these are sustainable, proven, organic techniques, not using any chemicals. This is how I run my farm. I spread the cow manure on all of the fields. What they want to do is eliminate the use of manure. What the hell are we going to do with the manure is another question. But the FDA, these morons, want to eliminate the use of an organic substance, manure, being put on the fields and plowed into the fields. And instead, they want you to use chemicals. Now, where do you think the chemicals come from? Hello? Monsanto and Dow. So how do you think these things have gotten into the structure of these proposed standards? The number two guy at the FDA is from Monsanto. I mean, are we all this dumb that we're going to roll? Do you know what happens?
Well, most people just don't know or don't take the time to know.
No. Well, I'm trying to make you aware of what is going on.
And you've done an excellent job.
I have.
And now it's time for a breath.
Well, what I would suggest you do is go to the FDA website comment or call your local congressman and senator. If you're a farmer or if you are the locavore leader in your community, this will kill the locavore movement. That is the desire people have to buy local
farm table.
Right, exactly. That will go away. It will disappear. It will not be possible. You'll only have available any fruits and vegetables from huge, huge agribusinesses. No more small farms if this gets enacted. So you want to get to the FDA, more importantly, to your senator and congressman, send a letter to the White House, whatever you have to do. But you better be after them, because otherwise there's going to be, and I'm not exaggerating, this at all. I'm so close to it. I'm so passionate about it. I'm so worked up about it because these people, in the name of God, how they come up with this stuff, other than the obvious connection to all of these big agribusinesses and the big chemical companies, it's so obvious what's going on. So make it obvious that you don't like it, you don't support it, and you want make, I mean, it's just another one of these fiascos. The government has gotten so big, so powerful, that it just is a bully. And in this case, if we can't use manure from our animals to make the soils better, and they want us to use chemicals, I'm done. I am done. So, food for thought, literally and figuratively. 16 after the hour on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Granger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Get it started.
I sell shoes online, so if our IT system isn't up and running, neither are we. That's why I love the new services center at OfficeMax. They picked the perfect IT support plan for us. Experts on call 24/7, maintenance, troubleshooting, the works. They've got my back, and I got your feet.
Save 50% now when you sign up for 3 months of premium or platinum on-call tech support, including McAfee virus protection at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Details in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You know, there's a lot of hoots this week about Benghazi because of what the 60 Minutes piece explained. I don't know that there was... Was there anything new in that, honestly? We all suspected that what went on in Benghazi was kind of what was laid out, right? Or is there something...
Well, I think it was the first time, really, that the mainstream media... I hate to use that term because it's so overused, but the mainstream media has acknowledged the fact that there was some sort of cover-up.
Mm-hmm. Really? It was a cover-up?
A cover-up.
No.
Come on,
Jennifer. Jennifer and Kenny and Doug at 21 after. This is Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Half the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's Friday, the 1st of November. And time, usually in this part of the hour, we have a little music, some kind of relative, either emotional music or something that's connected to a story that we may find of interest. And the folks at Virgin American helping us out a little bit today. It's not Virgin American, it's Virgin America, the airline. They have found a way to get everybody to watch their safety video. When you, you know, get on the plane, you sit down.
Oh, yeah. You put that magazine up, you're never looking.
Nobody
back
pays
that video.
A bit of attention.
No.
Nope. Okay. So Virgin America, being cute as they are, have turned this safety video into a music video. And in doing so, you would think as you watch the video, they're having some fun with it. We have audio from the video. You got to see the video. You don't have to take a Virgin America flight to see it. You can see it in our video of the day box at DougSteffen.com. But here's the audio to intrigue you.
I got some safety tips that you got to know. And trust me, it's something that you want to hear.
So when you dip your lip and in your show, before we move. Again, so tonight, get ready to fly, 'cause we're gonna live it on up in the sky. Virgin America knows all the places you wanna be. Fly away with me, fly away with me, yeah.
For the 0.001% of you who have never operated a seatbelt before, really? I mean, it works like this. Insert the metal end into the buckle until it clicks, and pull on the loose end to tighten, making sure it fits slow and tight across your lap. There you go. To open, lift on the top of the buckle. And remember, seatbelts should be fastened whenever you're seated, just in case of unexpected turbulence or weather conditions. Personal electronic devices should be turned off and properly stowed during taxi, takeoff, and landing. Laptops should be placed inside carry-ons or under the seat, not in seatback pockets or loose on the cushion next to you. Nice try. Your in-flight team or the sign above will determine when electronics may or may not be used during flight.
Yo, 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 now that you're popping your head to the rep scene, now that your eyes are glued to the flat screen, it's a cabin pressure.
Why, most of the millennials would, if you're traveling any place Virgin America goes, they're the customers.
Yeah, it's great. That airline is a lot of fun. It's purple on the inside, so I enjoy it.
It is what Southwest used to be.
Right. a modern
or
spin.
Southwest got too big for their britches.
But it's like a luxury airline for cheap. I mean, you get like a TV in your seat. Yeah. You can order food or drinks whenever you want. Just tap your little monitor.
They run crap can Airbuses.
You can flirt with people in other seats. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
If you like put in 7C, then you could talk to that person.
Yeah.
I am them.
Yeah. So there you go. Well, you can, if you're in 7C and the person that you like is back in 13D, you can somehow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you can be like, hey, what are you doing? How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? All right, so anyway, the audio is just a little enticement. Video at DougStefan.com, our video of the day.
It's a great idea. If you want people to pay attention, it's the way to do it.
Speaking of that, there's good news today for travelers who dislike being disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
FDA a few minutes ago. The FAA easing restrictions on the use of electronic gadgets on airplanes, though chatting on cell phones still be prohibited, not because it's dangerous, but because
it's annoying.
It's annoying.
You know that guy.
Yeah, right, exactly. He'd be loud.
Hey,
loud.
Bob, how you doing?
And these foolish people who, the last person they have to talk to, they go, well, I just wanted to say goodbye, even though they just left her off at the airport 10 minutes ago.
I know, but it's a safety thing. I always call my mom before
nonsense.
I leave.
Come on. It's
come
foolish.
On.
No, I don't want to come on. I don't want to.
You can call me, Dougie. I think you're just bitter.
I don't want to.
Call
what,
me.
Bitter about what?
Because you don't want to call and you don't have anybody to call.
28 after a good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Bringing a new pet into the home where there already exists another pet, make sure, if possible, specifically with dogs, to introduce them on neutral territory. With cats, it's a different ballgame. You can't introduce them outside all the time, but you can get the scent of the cat that's coming into the home beforehand, and the scent of the cat that's in the home to the other cat, and swap that scent. That can make a big difference in their relationship. Make sure both pets have lots of toys to play with. One thing I recommend, because there's a lot of arguments over food when you have a new cat or a new dog coming in. One dog doesn't want the other dog going near the food or the cat or whatever. What you need to do is start feeding each pet out of two or three dishes at the beginning. This way they realize that there's food here, but there's also food there, and that will get rid of a lot of that anxiety about the new pet taking their food. And finally, if pets are kind of less thrilled with each other, give them some time. Remember when you first started dating? It takes a while to get to know someone. Give your pets the opportunity, have that patience, and one day you'll wake up and I promise they'll be sleeping whisker to whisker. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from My Patriot Supply. MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
No, 33 after, Jennifer.
Yes,
I don't know why I'm asking you the time, because every time we do the time at the bottom of the hour, we come back and it's the same time. It's like we start at 7 past the hour. Hello. We start at 33 after the hour. Hello. Talking about what's going on today.
Why are you getting mad at me? You're the one that gave the time wrong.
Not,
please, I would have had that accurate.
Did I say I was angry? Yeah, you didn't hear me say I was
angry. All right,
angry.
Kids, fight night.
Yeah, it's fight night. It's Friday night, fight night.
That would actually be fun, Dougie and I, a little fighting.
Whoa!
Sell tickets.
Really? We have often thought about leg wrestling.
Oh, I'm so good at leg wrestling. Really? I told you, I cannot arm wrestle to save my life.
Yeah.
But I can leg wrestle anybody.
I'm a great arm wrestler. I don't know.
I laugh too much. Like when I'm in, this is my problem, is I start off really strong, and then I look at people grunting in front of me, and then I start to laugh, and then I just lose all strength. So leg wrestling allows me to look at the ceiling, and I can focus all my energy into my skills.
All right, so will we get some video of that, perhaps?
I've never been defeated, ever, in leg wrestling. I've taken on bulky men, and I've never been defeated.
But you see, I'm small but strong.
It doesn't matter.
Really?
The smaller, the stronger they are, the bigger I flip them.
Really?
That's our motto, by the way. She has that on business cards.
I do.
Wow, that'll be handy.
Leg wrestler extraordinaire. It is my stupid human trick.
Yeah. Ken Kessler and we don't have Roberta. The Queen of Sheep is working the subways of New York today. So Kenny and Jennifer, do we have McGraw, Michael? Is that what we're doing?
Hmm.
All right. So we're going to have McGraw-Milhaven, who is the host of the morning program on the Big 550.
Is that his real name?
RS, yes, it is. He's a wonderful guy. He and I have been friends for a long time. You know, the radio world is not very big. I think I used to say there were 200 good jobs, and now I think the discussion with Sean in the last round, we decided
there are
about 70.
Four good jobs.
Maybe 70 or 80 good jobs, and that's it. So McGraw.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I'm not. What am I hearing? I'm hearing McGraw probably in the second.
Of the Boston Red Sox, and he wants to go live on KTRS as we're going live with him all across the country. Good morning, Doug Steffen.
Well, it is a good morning because the Red Sox beat a team from the Midwest for the World Series. I was trying to remember where that team came from. I used to work at the same place you used to work when they had the games over there.
Yeah.
And I remembered that I never was a homer, and the guy that ran the station didn't like it because I didn't like the Cardinals. Maybe that was the end of my career over there. Anyway, so I was under the impression, by the way, you are correct. We are on the Good Day program, probably 294 stations around the country at the moment. The gentleman we're speaking to is McGraw-Milhaven, who's the morning host on the Big 550 KTRS, great radio station, a great city. It's too bad the Cardinals lost.
Doug, but I thought you were calling because you wanted to know how to properly celebrate a World Series victory in your hometown, since it's happened so many times here in St. Louis over the last couple of years.
No, actually, that wasn't why I was calling, but it's interesting you would make note of that. The Red Sox, for the first time since 1918, won at Fenway Park. And so there was a lot of celebrating just because of that. But the reason that I was actually more interested in talking to you than anything else, because you've been telling your listeners that the Red Sox didn't win the World Series on the up and up.
No. That is incorrect. Once again, the Bostonites misquote me again.
Really?
Yes. So my only question now is that is the gel resin from John Lester's glove going to be voted a full World Series share?
You know, it's funny that you St. Louis Cardinals know about cheating. Hi.
Yep.
Who's, and I will admit, I am a Dodger fan, so I'm a little bitter with the Cardinals.
Los Angelian.
Yeah.
McGraw.
And what about this that hit on Hanley Ramirez's ribs? Really? So let's talk about clean playing. You don't think that was a little dirty there? That little hit.
Really?
You don't think that was an intentional throw?
He's cracking
throw?
Up now. We got him, I think.
I mean, it was an inside pitch. It was what it was. I mean, you really think the Cardinals are going rib hunting?
I do. I think maybe that you're intimating that there was some cheating going on because you people in St. Louis know about it pretty well.
Jennifer, I'll give you the ribs. You give me the resin or rosin that was on his glove.
And I have one thing to say. This is Kelly. Hi,
Kelly.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
I have to mention the Clay Buckles. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
His hair. He had a Jerry.
You know,
curl.
I got to tell you something. I didn't get that whole hair and the beard thing. The guys in St. Louis, I give you, they're clean cut. They look
the
like
most
ball players.
The
Red Sox look like a bunch of guys that just came in off the subway. And so even though they won, maybe they need long hair to be like Samson or something. By the way, the reason that I'm all worked up about this is McGraw may have explained. I'm a Bostonian. The broadcast that I do originates on my farm, which is in Framingham outside of Boston. And so there's an obvious connection here. I've lived in this area all my life. So I've been the only sport I really kind of follow is baseball and the Red
Sox. And by
Sox.
Follow, he means he sees like maybe an inning a year.
No, I actually went to a game earlier this year, in fact. So, do we have some audio? Michael, didn't we have some audio from McGraw, who was talking to Aaron Katursky? That's what I heard.
Okay.
I heard you going after the Red Sox. What did Katursky? He was at all the games. He's pictures everywhere. This guy's getting more publicity than anybody else in radio. Every time we look at the trades, Katursky's picture is at some event. So what did he say? Was he a homer with you? He's on the St. Louis side?
No, Aaron Katursky tried to play it down the middle. He was calling into question my whining.
Oh, he's like me then.
Yes, but I brought up the fact that Bill Belichick won the Super Bowl by cheating, by filming the Rams.
That's the Patriots coach. What's that got to do with the Red Sox?
It's the region.
You're saying we're all a bunch
town.
Of cheats and chiselers.
Not all
is
of
that
you.
What it is?
Not all of you, just Belichick and John Lester.
Really?
Just the athletic set.
Yes. No, in all seriousness, look, two great baseball towns, two great historic towns. I've been to Boston numerous times. I have friends in Boston. I've been to Fenway Park. It's like going to the Vatican. If the Cardinals couldn't win it, I'm glad we won it. But I'll leave you with this. Your 1918 highlight, right, on the television of the first time since 1918 was uttered by a St. Louis and Joe Buck.
Really?
Yeah.
Joe, that's right. Joe's got to do something about his hair, though.
Hey, come on. You know what? Buckholz does something about his hair, and then Joe can do something about his hair.
Exactly. And all there is also, I'm glad that Boston, some good news for you guys, you know, considering what happened during the marathon, and I think it's great for you guys.
Yeah, the story.
Yeah, it was the story. It was a good story.
And lastly, Doug.
Oh, wait a minute. One more dig?
One more dig. I've known you for years. You've never sounded better, so clearly you must have a little goop of rosin on your microphone.
He greases up before every break.
And it's a big microphone, too.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Doug, Jennifer, congratulations. Tell everybody in Boston, congrats. We're sore losers. I'm the only sore loser around here.
We got it. McGraw, good to talk with you.
Be good. See you down the road.
Take care. Yep, bye-bye. McGraw Milhaven, who hosts the morning program on the Big 550 in St. Louis, KTRS. Good guy. And obviously we have a little bit of fun with the fact the Red Sox won this week. Been in all the papers.
Oh, you're such a happy winner.
Well, I just thought it was kind of fun that they won. I think it's good. You know, it's a distraction from all the rest of the crud that is so much a part of what we talk about all the time. Give us a break from all of this stuff. Will you please? Give us a break. I think we've taken care of the Halloween fat letter pretty much, haven't we?
I think so.
Yeah. Actually, there's a terrific story out of New Hampshire today. At DougSteffen.com, a woman was waiting in line at the post office the other day with care packages for her stepson's National Guard unit that's stationed over in Afghanistan. And there was a Navy veteran in the line with her who actually works at the post office, it seems. So he stepped in and he decided to pay the postage on all of her packages, saying this was his way of giving back.
That's great.
Isn't that cool? Good for him. That's a good story. I always like those stories. I like the fact the Red Sox won. I like the fact that we have good people like this soldier in New Hampshire. A lot of good people. More good people than not, frankly. Many more good people than not. So we should spend more of our time talking about that kind of thing than some of the other stuff which we seem to be fascinated with. There's a lot of hoopla this week about the decision to shut 12 of the 32 abortion clinics in Texas. Panel of judges ruled that the state can enforce its law requiring doctors to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. Anything, and you know how this is in Texas and some other states. I don't cotton to either. I'm not a believer in abortion. I just think that people ought to be able to make a personal choice and keep it out of the political world, because what you do in your home with your body is none of anybody else's business. That's the way I read it. Anybody who would like to challenge any of our assertions here, you're free to do so. 888-302-3684, like I was free to challenge McGraw-Milhaven. Are you trying to decide about the best way to solve your energy needs? You have a problem and you want a solution, right? What is absolutely the best method for you? Is it wind? Is it solar? Is it water? Is it traditional? Do you want to help the environment? And if you do, how do you best accomplish that? How do you achieve maximum money savings over time on your electric bill? Energy deregulation is aimed at benefiting you and all the customers who are, you know, I mean, pretty much everybody's got electricity, right? I would hope that that's the case. So would you like to know what the best choice is? The one with no chance of disruption of service? It is with Viridian, V-I-R-I-D-I-A-N, Viridian. It's free and convenient to choose a clear-cut plan, say that fast, from Viridian. There's no equipment to install. It's very compelling. It's an option that satisfies this critical problem, which we all are going to be facing. Viridian Power is the most dependable option by far, and it's so easy. Just go online to V-I-R-I-D-I-A-N, viridian.com/Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, Eastley Farm. Ensure the way to get environmentally safe and sound power. You save money by doing it. This exciting opportunity is yours at viridian.com/Eastley Farm. Guaranteed to be a fun experience. It's so healthy in so many ways. Switch to responsible power. It's explained easily at Veridian.com/Eastley Farm to improve your power options instantly. Veridian.com/Eastley Farm. Click on Become a Customer when you go to the homepage. You'll love saving money and a lot more. Send a message that you want to sign up and save at Veridian.com/Eastley Farm.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Want an easy-to-install floor at an easy-to-save price? Then get to Lumber Liquidators because we've got all easy-click floors on sale in over 110 varieties. All laminate flooring is 20% off. Plus, get EasyClick hardwood, EasyClick bamboo, and more for up to 58% less than comparable floors at big box stores. Better yet, all Morningstar bamboo and Tranquility vinyl floors are on sale and get special financing. Better get clicking. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-304-6965. That's 1-800-304-6965. 1-800-304-6965.
After teaching chemistry all day, I catch my share of colds. And as a parent, I choose the fast, effective relief of new Zefrex D. It's got pseudoephedrine, the decongestant pharmacists trust most with or without a prescription. Only Zefrex D goes to work in as little as 30 minutes, with an advanced formulation that's highly resistant to meth abuse. Ask behind the counter for new Zefrex D, with the decongestant pharmacists trust most, and the formula our communities can trust too.
Use as directed.
All right, probably got the television theme someplace there when Michael wakes up from his long winter's nap. It isn't even winter yet, long fall nap. 13 before the hour.
Here we go.
I wanted to call your attention to the, this may be the most important story of the week for Jennifer and for many of you who don't like Time Warner. Because Jennifer and her day job, she and her father run CRN Digital Talk, which is a system of providing information and entertainment on cable systems all around the country. They have millions and millions and millions of homes that they're in, and they had a little dispute with Time Warner. Apparently, they like to fight, and as a result of that, they have lost more subscribers in the past quarter. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people who have just said, screw you, we're tired of this, we're done.
It was a big altercation with CBS. That was what was at the bottom of it. And people were not wanting to lose their CBS products. And I can't blame them.
Yeah.
I mean, football was getting ready to start, the fall TV season. People were saying, check, please.
Mm-hmm. So good. Couldn't happen to a better bunch. There is a rumor floating around, story at DougSteffen.com today, Jennifer, about Glee moving the locus for the last part of their last season.
This has been floating around even before Corey Monteith died of a drug overdose on July 13th, but now it seems like it's going to be a reality. Could Glee be leaving Lima, Ohio? Well,
Lima. It's Lima.
Lima?
Yeah.
Like a lima bean?
Yes.
I like Lima, like Lima alone.
Yeah. Okay.
There's no official confirmation, but reports are swirling.
Good for you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
Wow.
That they may go away with McKinley. They're leaving McKinley High and going to New York City, where some of the characters like Lea Michele and Chris Colfer's character have already made the move. So they could follow them in their quest to become Broadway stars in the big city. And it looks like that's probably more of a reality for their last and final season, which will be next year.
Mm-hmm. So. All right, what else?
Remember X-Files? Remember how good X-Files was?
It was a little scary, creepy
I
for me.
I loved it. Well, Amazon is now throwing their hat into the content arena. They announced today that they've greenlighted production of their first two-hour-long drama pilots. One is called Bosch. It's based on Michael Connelly's book. And the other is from Chris Carter, who created The X-Files.
Wow.
It'll be free on and free, and you can give your commentary about
free! 51 after on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
And you're looking for those cheap weekender fares that seem to be coming back. Tom Parsons is the man. He runs bestfares.com. Got all the special deals for Good Day listeners. And a discussion with Tom about somebody I sent to the website yesterday to find a last-minute deal to go to London. Apparently, things have changed dramatically, and that's what happens this time of year through some of the other than holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and school vacation weeks, it's a little easier to find a seat. We'll talk about that in a moment as we examine travel opportunities here on Good Day.
In 1942, Eleanor flipped her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
Hey, man. In 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory is savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, saved, majorly on her car insurance with Geico. It was, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn. In the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year, based on the Harris Poll Equitrend Study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit AmericasBestValueIn.com for details and reservations.
Hi, details and reservations here. The Doug Good Day Program with Tom Parsons of BestFares.com. The American merger with U.S. Air. Some people thought it was in doubt or in jeopardy. They're trying to go to the powers that be, mostly the FAA, and to swap off gates and things to try to enhance or sweeten the deal. Will it work?
I never really didn't think it would. I thought it would fly. Okay.
I mean, let's face it.
Pardon the pun.
You know, let's face it. They allowed Northwest and Delta, and you know, they didn't seem to be too concerned about that. They allowed Continental and United to do theirs. They didn't seem to be too concerned. And all of a sudden, American Airlines and U.S. Airways, the only thing different in all that package was the gate to National Airport. And they're going to have to, and I think I've told you that before, they're going to have to give up some of those gates.
How many gates between American and U.S. Air, how many gates are there?
Gates, but no, they control. They would control almost 70% of the flights.
Oh, well, so
out of one airport.
All right. Okay, so they're not going to let them do that.
Yeah, so I mean, so that was one of the arguments. So now they're in little talks. Okay, but if you look at the crossover routes on American and U.S. Airways, let's look at it. Philadelphia, Charlotte, and Phoenix as our major hubs, and American has Dallas, Chicago, Miami. Where in the world do they cross over? Okay.
Yeah. There was some subtle suggestion that the behind the scenes there were a lot of routes that crossed. But the thing that is very interesting about Washington or some of these other, it shows you how much Delta does pretty much the same thing in Atlanta. Wherever there's a hub that's controlled by one airline, you see in New York City, well, maybe New York's not a good example, but use Miami. Americans pretty much got that, as they do in Dallas.
The problem with National, though, is it's a controlled airport, just like LaGuardia is.
Right.
In other words, if let's say JetBlue says, well, I want to put another 100 flights in the National. They can't do it.
No.
They can do that in Miami if they want to. They can do it in Atlanta if they want to. They can do it in Dallas. But they can't do it at LaGuardia, and they can't do it at National. So it's a controlled airport. And therefore, someone who can own 70% of a controlled airport can dominate airfares.
So they'll knock them. They'll make them. I'll bet you they'll knock it in half. And who would benefit Delta mostly?
Well, Delta is the one that sold their gate space there to U.S. Airways so they could get LaGuardia space.
Really?
What, yeah.
So who's going to benefit if they cut down?
Probably JetBlue, Southwest, Air Trans, some of those other guys, maybe Virgin America. You know, some of the low-cost airlines who want to get into that market but can't because there's no slots.
All right, let's talk about bargains. You got some domestic, and I had a friend who needed a last-minute ticket to go to London, and what he said to me was, the fees are higher than the ticket price.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a Tom Parsons line. So I sent him to bestfares.com. He needed to buy a ticket today for them to leave on Monday to go from New York to on British Airways to London.
The thing I hate about British Airways, though, is on their frequent flyer program, they're one of the few that charges fuel surcharges on free tickets.
Really?
So if you're flying Europe and you got American miles, and don't buy anything to do with BA. Because if you do, you're going to get stuck with $400, $500 surcharges. If you fly 100% on American to London, no fuel surcharges. Which
well, the problem is American sold or gave their, they had, American had three flights a day from Boston to London. They gave them all to British Airways. So there's no, they got to go on Virgin or British Airways. That's the only competition there is at the moment. So that not a great thing. Very cheap fares. Check out bestfares.com for last-minute getaway fares for Doug Steffen listeners.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.